If one listens to my audio on vertigo and balance and looks at the video on cranial injury and concussions, you will understand that the body or the cranium acts like a gyroscope, like a top. It's always sensing where is the body in relationship to the ground, whether the ground is going in an incline, a decline, sideways, etc. It's a very sophisticated computer. And most of that is controlled through neurology in the brain that communicates with the inner ear and the eyes, and they make a decision as to where am I looking, where is up, where is down, right and left. Very sophisticated. If this has been traumatized because you hit the windshield, for example, on the left side, and your eyes were looking to the right at the moment of impact because you didn't want your eyes looking into the glass when you hit the window, this is just an example, then the body would no longer know how to keep balance between the head to the shoulders to the pelvis if it did not get reorganized out of the trauma, which is what we do in neural organization technique, find these things and correct them. But if it's not corrected, then every time after the accident, months later, you're sitting there, your head no longer feels safe with looking to the right. So every time you look to the right, the neurology circuit is not really on and working. So the body is under threat. So it almost is like caving in on the right side and you'd fall over to the right. Well, the body isn't that weak. So what it does is it compensates. And so what it does is it pulls the muscles of the neck stronger on the left side. And so this gives the appearance of a head tilt. And you can see this in the mirror. One of your ears might seem a little lower than the other. Or you look at the wrinkles on the lower part of the neck and you'll see there's more on one side or the other. Or hairdressers might notice that they cut the hair, but they have to cut it a little bit of angle. These are all signs and symptoms that up until now, chiropractors, orthopedists, physiotherapists were saying it's because of the neck, which in some cases could be the case. So they just do a correction on the neck. And if the problem disappears, that was the end of it. However, with NOT, if the problem keeps coming back by chiropractic and physiotherapy in the usual and customary modes, we need to investigate further. And usually this is what makes neural organization technique stand out, is that we're looking now at a new set of circuitry that we've uncovered, which has to do with the head and the cranium. And as Dr. Ferrari, the founder of this work, said, the head rules the body. You must correct the head circuits because everything else going on in the body is a compensation to the master computer.